Will, I want to get back to you because you have two sons playing college basketball now. Did you encourage them to pursue the sport? And did the business of the sport take away any love of it for you?
Well, to answer the first question, I didn't encourage them to play the sport, or I didn't discourage them either. I remember my oldest boy, Will Jr., man, when he had decided that he wanted to play, he actually went to a St. Joe's summer basketball camp, and he won like the player of the camp, and this was him going into his eighth grade year, and he comes home and says, Dad, I think I want to play. I'm like, son, you wait till you're 13, 14, and say you want to play. So we went into straight, let's get it done. And I've been extremely proud of this kid because he put in the time, he put in the work because, you know, man, his first game, he didn't even know what a 2-3 zone was. So, you know, for me to see him playing Division I ball right now, man, it just more than what people will ever know. I mean, I'm extremely proud, but to see him put in the work to get to that level, I mean, he literally had to go through a understanding of the game because about time when you're 14, you kind of come into your own in terms of what type of player you're going to be. You just begin to figure out how you can get better and stronger at doing what you do. But this kid had to figure it out through high school what type of player he was going to be. And, of course, my other son, because his big brother was playing, he just kind of just like, man, I want to play that. I'm going to do it. So when he was young, he came right at me. And, man, now I got one more in the frying pan that's who's going to start his AAU season this summer. And so he's the same way. He's been playing it since, you know, he can walk. So, you know, he's loving the game right now. And in terms of the business aspect of it, I kind of settled this in my heart. And it's twofold. The first was, I accept the fact that, sports is a business. I don't even try to look the other way about it. You know, I know a lot of people are like, man, AAU is terrible, man. You know, it's a money-making venture. And my thing is this. Tell me something we do in America that isn't a money-making venture. I mean, even to this day, man, you even see religion. It's a money-making venture. I don't think there's not too many things that is not a money-making venture. I think what happens is you got to find the people that you trust behind it, because it's going to cost you. I mean, that's just the reality of it. It's going to get great teaching, to get a great skill set. It's not like how when we were coming up, our older brothers, you know, would take you on the court and the older generation would beat you up. Now, man, you look at you can go into – kids don't even play outside anymore. You go into a gym, you know, they got 5,000 cones on the floor and, you know, they're going – you know, they're shooting – they're putting up 5,000 jump shots. Somebody's asking me, so, Will, how you work on your jump shot? I said, I played every day. That's how you got better. Right. Somebody blocked your shot. Guess what? You ain't do that move no more. You tried another move, you know. But now, man, kids are in the gym, and I'm not against that. I'm like, hey, times have changed. I kind of go with the flow with that. And for me, I think I kind of spent more worrying about what kind of dad I was going to be, a basketball dad. I don't know if I was going to be that quiet dad, sit back and just, you know, nod my head, or I was going to be that dad that was always standing up and yelling. So I think I kind of find a in-between point for my boys because one of the things that I learned just throughout all of their careers is, at one point, I was just this overzealous dad, like, come on, man, you got to get it, you got to get it. And my wife looked at me one day and said, sit down. You know, if you go to this game and you can't enjoy the show, you're doing too much. Sit your butt down. So now, man, when I go, I'm just a fan of my kids now, man. I love it. I love seeing them play. I love the fact that they call me, say, Dad, what you think? What can I work on? What I need to do? Can you work me out? It's great. I get to share and be a part of this aspect of their life.